Want access to search and listen to the entire webmasterradio.fm archive of over 1,500 podcasts commercial-free? Just become a webmasterradio.fm elite member for less than 99 cents a day. Otherwise, the last 60 days of content are on the house. Webmasterradio.fm, we're everywhere.
Hey, what are you reading?
Revenue Magazine. It keeps me up to date on everything in performance marketing.
Yeah? I get all my information online.
I don't see a computer next to your boogie board there.
Well, I've got a regular magazine here.
Revenue Magazine is the only hard copy magazine that covers affiliate marketing techniques, search technologies, online fraud prevention, and interactive advertising, branding, and marketing.
My magazine's got pictures.
Revenue Magazine has everything for online marketers, affiliates, merchants, agencies, and networks. And you can read previous issues, blogs, and more at RevenueToday.com.
Mine's got a centerfold.
Revenue Magazine. Magazine, the performance marketing standard. For more information, go to RevenueToday.com.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better? It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Welcome your hosts, Byron White and Amanda Smith.
Welcome everyone to the Life Tips Show. I'm here with my fabulous co-host, Mandy. How are you?
Great.
That's it,
and
just great.
As usual.
So, what'd you do over Memorial Day weekend? Anything crazy and fun you'd like to tell your fans about?
Yeah, we bought a grill. It was awesome. We went out and literally we walked into Home Depot and asked them for the biggest monstrosity they sold in terms of grills. And we managed to get it home and set it up in our backyard. And that was it. It led to the best Memorial Day barbecue of all time. And I'm not even afraid to say that. I'll exaggerate. It was the best Memorial Day barbecue of all time.
Ever. Now, did you buy it pre-assembled, in fairness to the fine worker bees over at Home Depot? Or
well,
did you buy it disassembled or partially?
My boyfriend's always in the nature of trying to cheap out on things. So he was like, why don't we buy it? We'll assemble it ourselves. We'll put it in the back of your car. I drive a Mustang. It wasn't going to fit. There was just no way. So we had to spring a whole $20 to rent a Home Depot truck to get it home, but it was money well spent to not have to assemble it.
Nice. We have a fabulous guest on the show today, Lisa Frank, who is the co-director of the 2008 Hershey Tour de Pink, which is very exciting to chat about. I never thought I'd be interviewing anybody regarding the Hershey Tour de Pink on our show, but leave it to Mandy, fabulous guest you've lined up. Now, before we tackle the show, have you ever entered a bike race before or even a fundraising event?
I've never entered a charity fundraising bike event, but I spoke to Lisa for a few minutes yesterday when I was setting up the interview, and she has ridden in so many charity bike events. I mean, she did one in Alaska, she did one in Maine. She's ridden literally hundreds and hundreds of miles for charity. I mean, she's really dedicated to what she does. It's very inspiring. It's something I feel like I should go buy a bike now instead of sitting on the stationary one at the gym, you know?
What events have you been gravitated for? I think it is a cult, you know. Thankfully, for all of the fabulous people that end up participating and donating time and energy and effort to raising funds. But you know, wow, Tour de Pink. I mean, that's kind of an interesting cause. I'm looking forward to learning more about that. But what have you gravitated for as with regards to the charities that you've been interested in?
Well, you know what? Now that we're heading into the nicer season, the great weather, there are tons of great charity walk-run events where you can go out. You don't have to be the world's best runner. You don't have to be the fastest. It's not about your time. It's about going out with a bunch of friends and, you know, maybe you walk a mile, maybe you jog a mile, maybe you feel like running the whole thing. But you know you're out there for a good cause. So I feel like, you know, a lot of these run-walk events are a great way for people of any exercise level to get out there and get involved in doing something for charity that involves a little exercise, too.
Well, as you might remember, as this famous story goes, years ago I lost a testicle to cancer, and I combined my passion to raise money for the Jimmy Fund with my passion for golf, and I started a golf tournament called the Lost Ball Golf Tournament. And despite starting several companies, Life Tips included, and Freelance Access, a previous company I started years ago, I am more famous in the Boston area, I think, for the being the founder of the Lost Ball Golf Tournament and all the smiles it brought on people's faces when they learned the history. But the best part of the tournament was, at the time I had many friends that were graphic designers, of course, because I had started a company called Freelance Access, which represented graphic designers and copywriters and multimedia artists. The best part of the tournament is a logo that a famous designer and design firm, Weymouth Design, here in the Boston area, came up with. And it was basically a golf ball on a tee with a shadow, and a tee next to it without a golf ball on it with a shadow as well. So it was basically one ball, two tees, two shadows. It was very cool. I'll have to dig out those invitations and give everybody in the office here a good chuckle, and maybe we'll post it on our blog so people can take a look at it. But in the meantime, it's all about the Hershey Tour de Pink, which is actively raising money. We had a 10-year run with the Lost Ball Tournament and raised over $100,000 for the Jimmy Fund. But let's learn a little bit about the Hersheys. And I'm talking Hershey candy bar here, in case people are interested, right, Mandy?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's it.
We'll come back in just a minute, talk with Lisa Frank, the co-director of the 2008 Hershey's Tour de Pink. Back in a few minutes, everybody.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
Welcome to Madame Natalia's. You've come to have your future told, no?
Yeah, you see, I'm looking for the right life insurance affiliate program, and I have...
Say no more?
Huh?
I see you're working with AccuQuote.
AccuQuote?
Yes, AccuQuote. They are the nation's premier life insurance brokerage.
Go on.
AccuQuote will create custom creatives for you to optimize your ECPM, and they will offer you the highest payout for this offer anywhere.
So when's all this going to happen?
As soon as you visit AccuQuote.com.
For life insurance, visit AccuQuote.com.
Imagine yourself at the summertime event for digital marketing with an ice-cold mojito, the soothing sounds of salsa music, networking with the smartest marketing minds in Latin America. Find it at AdTech Miami, June 3rd and 4th from the Miami Beach Convention Center. Explore your marketing potential to the thriving Latin American market with three conference tracks, sessions covering SEO, social networking, user-generated marketing, and more. AdTech Miami also brings you two can't-miss keynotes and speakers from companies like Google, Yahoo, MSN, MySpace, Best Buy, and McDonald's. Join us for AdTech Miami, June 3rd and 4th at the Miami Beach Convention Center. Log on to ad-tech.com for more details.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
We're back, everyone. Thanks for joining us. We're here with Lisa Frank. Lisa, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Tour de Pink.
Yes.
Tell us about the name, for starters.
Well, as I'm sure you can imagine, being cyclists, we were, you know, always watching the Tour de France, and we said, breast cancer, pink, Tour de Pink. So we thought it was catchy and that people would gravitate towards it, and then we got really lucky 2 years after we started the ride and get to put the Hershey's name before it because of their wonderful support of the organization.
Wow.
So here we have the Hershey's Tour de Pink.
Really, really interesting. Now, tell us about the pink candy bars. That's got to be a smash hit.
Well, just to step back for 2 seconds, when the original co-chair of the ride and myself, Matt and myself, first started the ride, and then Hershey's came along, and they said, we'd like to sponsor Young Survival Coalition and this ride. And the first product was York Peppermint Patties, and they were pink inside. And I can't tell you, this was, like, more exciting than, you know, my new bike. I was like, wow, chocolate, fundraising, everything together. So they've gone from that to expanding it. We've got Hershey's Kisses, which are wrapped in pink, Hershey's Nuggets wrapped in pink, Hershey's Syrup with a pink top, pink inside York Peppermint Patties, and Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Minis that are pink wrapped.
Wow.
And it's really great because you can bike ride and eat all the chocolate you want.
Now, tell us a little bit about the history. First of all, how many riders are there on it? Where exactly is the ride, if people are interested in?
Absolutely. Well, this year we are going to have about 150 fundraising riders. And I say fundraising riders because those are the folks that register from all over the country and say, I want to ride and I want to raise money for Young Survival Coalition. On top of that, we have some guests who we bring along, some women from the Giant for Women Ride Society, and as well as a couple of professional riders who have been riding with us, some new this year, some who have been with us in the past. So we're probably about 160 to 165 riders on the road. We go from Chocolate World in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and we end in New York City. It's a four-day ride, 220 miles.
Hmm. Now, wow. Now, do you have any tips or advice on starting such an organization, organizational effort? I mean, you sort of use the founding members. You're one of 13 founding members from Young Survival Coalition. Tell us a little bit about Young Survival Coalition so we can sort of understand how this all came together.
Absolutely. Well, first, anybody who's interested in learning more about the organization can go to our website, which is www.youngsurvival.org. And the way we started is our three co-founders were three young women diagnosed with breast cancer, all in their 20s and 30s. And on November 1st, 1998, through various people talking to each other, the word got out that there was this meeting, and if you wanted to show up and you were a young woman with breast cancer or somebody who was just interested, meet at this apartment building. We were going to sit down and figure out why so many of us were in the position we were in, and we didn't know about each other, and we didn't know about any resources. So 13 of us sat in a room, and we tried to figure out what we wanted to be, what our goals were as an organization, what our mission statement should be, and what we wanted to do next. Did we want to have meetings? Did we want to have support groups? Did we want to have fundraising events? And where were we trying to make the most impact? Did we want to reach out to the medical community? Do we want to make sure that women knew that young women get breast cancer? So, you know, you had so many different women in the room at various stages of diagnosis, treatment, and post-treatment. So everybody had really amazing ideas, and including figuring out what we were going to call ourselves, sitting around throwing around names and coming to agreement on a name. And that's how we started, and we're celebrating our 10-year anniversary, November 1st.
Wow. Now, the Hershey Company has been a sponsor for 4 years now, is that right?
They have been a sponsor since 2006. So this will be the third year,
gotcha.
I believe, 2006, okay. 2007, 2008. That's correct. So we started in 2004.
Now, did they ask you to change where the race is raced from? I notice you're starting at their facility in Pennsylvania. Was that part of the deal with them?
Actually, what happened was the first time we went from New York to Hershey.
You did.
So we just went in the other direction. And then we went from Hershey to New York because, quite honestly, we get a really good response ending in New York City. While it was wonderful to end in Hershey, you know, when you think about what we're trying to achieve, which is we want as many people as possible to see us. Because if they see us and we can reach one woman out there who is in a young woman who was diagnosed with breast cancer that never before knew that this organization existed, if we can reach that one woman and she then finds out that she has other women to talk to, a website to go to, all those things, we've achieved a lot. So by ending in New York City, we increase our exposure.
Mm-hmm.
And we like to vary the route as well. So we went one way, we went the other way, and each year we do a different route. While we'll still go from, you know, Pennsylvania to New York, we try and vary it so the riders don't get bored for the returning riders, and we constantly improve the route.
Now, this will be my final question. I'm the guy that asks all the hard questions here as part of our role with one another, and Mandy's going to come in and soften the blows a little bit. But the... Now, the Hershey Company has been involved, I guess, in contributing over $1 million, is that right? And that's being contributed to the Young Survival Coalition, is that correct?
That is correct. And I apologize
and what happens
for actually
with that
looking
money?
At my website and going back forth here that they're involved. So go ahead.
What happens with that money, Lisa? That's $1 million. I mean, how big is the Young Survival Coalition, and what happens to that money? That's a remarkable amount of dollars. Wow.
That money goes to support our programs.
Okay.
And what happens is, you know, we have, I'll give you an example of some of our programs. We have a point of contact program. That means is you can email, you can call, you're a young woman who's been diagnosed, you're a caregiver, you're somebody involved with somebody who has breast cancer, you call up and you say, hey, I'm 26, I'm married, I have two children, I live in a rural area, and I don't know anybody else like me. Help me, I want to talk to somebody, I want resources. Well, point of contact, we say, okay, here's our group of point of contact volunteers. Now we introduce you to somebody who is hopefully similar to you in your demographic. They're married, they have children, so they have similar issues they've dealt with through their breast cancer. And, you know, whether you're stage one, stage two, you're metastatic, you know, somebody who fits that similar profile. The point of contact lets the woman talk to somebody else however long they want, however much time they need with that person. And also gives you resources. Here's some local hospitals. Here's some local support groups. So that, in order to run that program, while we run it through volunteers, we also have staff members. We have conference calls. We have training sessions. All of that needs money. So this money goes towards programs like that.